Some people use the term multiple dwelling. Is that what you're
No, getting? I just mean this is a special more kind. Than this one, is why the people own the house together. It's they're quite common now in certain in some parts of the city. That you have maybe only two people or two or three.
Two families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they own the building together, and each one has an entrance on the street level. The three flat would be one on top.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just wondered if you had a name for this. For instance, a term. Townhouse or co-op or duplex or
ball. Well, I've heard all those terms, and I know those Hyde Parkers out there live in co-ops, and I have heard that term. But I would, the term co-op to me might be as high as 14-story apartment building. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, it wouldn't apply
necessarily
just, no, it could be two units or it could be 40 units as long as they were. So we're sold as separate units, but architecturally we're one, so to speak.
Now, do you make it? You said mentioned the three flat before. Is there a distinction between a flat and an apartment to you?
Never has been in my mind. No, I can't think of any. No, just a flat and an apartment. It just means they're not houses.
They're
dwelling places and without. I don't have any distinction. In my mind, I don't. Apartment always sounds a little more elegant, I suppose.
Yeah. How about on a farm, the big building, the biggest outbuilding on a farm?
You mean the barn?
Right.
Well, everybody should be agreed on that.
Okay. what is it used for, as far as you know?
Well, I know in the loft they often keep hay, and in the other parts of the building they generally have cattle, I believe, if they have cattle. And also, of course, they often have sections for any equipment to get it out of the weather. Big barn could have, I would say, equipment, cattle, and cattle feed. Haylofts, they used to call them.
Yeah. How about a building for storing corn?
I've seen those things. I know what you mean, but I can't think of the term.
Or one for a part of a building or a part of a building for storing grain. You name for that?
These, used to have granaries along, they call them granaries along the river here, when they had them.
How about the, out here, if you're walking along on Halstead, the, what do you call it, that you're not walking on the street, you're walking on the what?
Sidewalk. Should be.
Okay. How about the one of these between two buildings? Do you have the same name for that? You still call it that?
I think so, yeah. A walk between two buildings?
Yeah. As far as you know.
I don't think I have any other term for that.
Okay. Now, places for hay in the barn, you said loft, that's about it, huh?
Yes, that's all I know.
Have a name for a small pile of hay on the ground?
No, I don't recall that either.
Or a large one? Big pile of hay.
These things that are stacked up, you mean hay, haystack?
Okay.
I think that's it, yeah. The needle in.
Oh, how about one of these in the feet? What was that?
The needle in the haystack.
Oh,
yeah.
How about a large? I thought you were talking about. I thought this was a restaurant. Or the needle in. At first, I didn't define. How about a smaller one in the field? You wouldn't have a different name for that.
Well, I know. I was thinking of McCutcheon's cartoon about Indian Summer. I know there's a name, but I can't think of
okay.
it.